Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces who are working to change the world. This episode is brought to you by Brain FM, which combines the best of music and neuroscience to help you relax, focus, meditate, and even sleep. And if you're liking the show, I would love it if you'd buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/IsoldeT. See the show notes for details. And now, let's get on with the show. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. I am continuing the audiobook recording via podcast of my book, Speak From Within. If you want to engage, inspire, and motivate audiences in any sort of live presentation, interview, or meeting, this is the book for you. I'm really honored that I was the one who got to write it, honestly. I love the message of this book because it really talks about how we can all become better communicators by being really empathetic and by listening. And I hope that you enjoy this week's chapter. It is chapter 15, and here we go. Oh yeah, I should tell you, actually, let me get to this a little bit. This right now is available for free for you if you come every Thursday and you listen. Go back a couple months to get to the first week. You can listen all the way through every Thursday and catch up if you want to. So you'll get the entire audiobook for free. Once I am done recording the book, these podcast episodes are going away on all the channels. And I'm going to be putting the audiobook of this whole thing only on my website, and that'll be available for purchase. But for right now, you can get in on this for free and listen to the episodes every Thursday from now until I finish the book in about 5, maybe 6 weeks. All righty, here we go. Chapter 15, Let Me Hear Your Body Talk. Am I dating myself too much with this chapter title? I'm okay with that, though. Who are we if we can't laugh at ourselves? Let's talk about body language. Sheryl Sandberg wrote a great book called Lean In. And by lean in, she means that to show our level of engagement and interest in our interactions, we must lean forward, lean towards the goal, lean towards the challenge, lean towards the interaction. If you're excited, if you're engaged, you will do that. If you act more reserved, you might sit with legs crossed or arms crossed. If you're relaxed or lethargic, you might lean back in your seat and sprawl. Word to the wise, if you are the one in the hot seat, don't sprawl. No, wait. If you're interviewing for a position at a surf shop, you might just want to do that. If, on the other hand, you're walking into a meeting to propose a radical change in the way your company does business, you probably will stand and present using strong, confident body language. Feel free to move around when you speak in public. In some cultures, using your hands to gesticulate is considered taboo, so do your research. But for the most part, using your body to emphasize your points is powerful. It also gives your voice a bigger instrument. Do you remember what I said about how our bodies are our resonance chambers? When you use your body and you move, you change the chamber through which your voice emanates. It's like having a different and more dynamic instrument. Movement of any sort will help your voice come through. Mission: vocalize an ah. If you're comfortable standing, stand with your feet hip-width apart, your spine straight, and your hands at your sides. Note, if you're not comfortable standing, you can do this while sitting. Sit with your feet flat on the floor and hip-width apart and your spine straight. Take one of the deep breaths we've talked about before and make an ah sound. I recommend you try it on your own first so that you can feel and hear the difference before you watch the video and see the difference. Watch the video at https://isoldet.com/speak-book under the Chapter 15 heading. As you stand and make the sound, keep your hands at your sides. Do it a couple of times and you will get an awareness of what you sound like. After you've gotten used to that, try this. Still standing with your hands at your sides, start the ah sound. While you're voicing it, let your arms rise up to shoulder height. Notice what happens to your ah sound. Don't change the ah on purpose. Just notice what happens to it. Try it a few times. After you've run through that a few times and have gotten used to it, start at the beginning and try the following. Sound the ah, and as you're voicing it, allow your arms to lift up until they are over your head, making a V for victory sign. Again, notice the quality of the sound. Did it change? Can you describe it? I'm betting you noticed how much louder and fuller your voice got as you raised your arms. In terms of physics, you created a bigger sound chamber. In terms of energy, you gave your voice more room to play. Both work together to give you a rich, full sound. A lot of what happens when we try to speak is that nervousness constricts our entire body. And it doesn't just constrict the physical body. It constricts the energetic body as well. The energetic body. You know how you instantly know that someone is behind you even though they've made no noise? Let's say you're busy reading a book or writing a book or sitting and meditating. It doesn't matter. You're quiet and still. Someone comes up behind you. You don't hear them, and yet you know they're there. That's the energetic body at work. Our senses are not just sight, smell, touch, etc. We also have something called the kinesthetic sense. And the kinesthetic sense is all about motion. In physics, energy that is in motion is kinetic. So the kinesthetic sense is our awareness of the energetic motion of things around us. How do we sense those things? What do we use to sense them? It's not about what we can hear, though that might play a role. It's not about what we can see either. You would need to have someone announce they are there, or eyes in the back of your head, to know that they'd come near without sensing them any other way. However, your energetic body can do it. The energetic body is a kind of a field around you that extends however far you want it to extend. At rest, without specific direction from you, it's probably a couple of feet. But it doesn't have to be that small. One of the things that we are never taught anymore, because we have been taught to rely on our tangible senses, is how to work with and utilize the energetic body both for sending and receiving information. The energetic body can sense the flow of heat and other energy around us. It can sense danger and joy. It can sense a change in the energy of the space around us. Have you ever walked into a room in which everyone was still, silent, or busy, but you've known something was wrong? That's your energetic body talking to you. Everybody sends energy out. Your energy picks it up and vice versa. We might not understand the message right away, but we can start to build that awareness. I could write an entire book about building the skill of energetic body awareness, but let me start by saying that you can hone your skills with a couple of simple exercises, which I often teach people in my workshops. Here's something that happened during one of my Speak From Within workshops, covering a lot of the principles you're learning in this book. So, one of the things that we can do is talk about the energetic body, I told the class. Does anybody know what I mean when I say the energetic body? One of the students spoke up. I'm assuming you're referring to body language, how the person moves, for instance, when you cross your arms like this. You're trying to keep people away. Yes, keep people away. Yeah, things like that, I replied. Unless you're from a part of the world where this is an engaging thing, and there are parts of the world where this is engaging, and we need to know something about whom we're dealing with, but we also need to know the messages they're giving us in the moment. And I'm going to do a little exercise with you. Who would like to be my lucky volunteer? Come on up, Stacy. I encouraged the student who had raised her hand. Stand way over there. I pointed her towards one of the ends of the room. This is a very simple test. Just stand and face me, and you're going to see us relate, and you're going to see what happens when I get in the space of her energetic body, I said to the class. You ready? I moved to the other side of the room. Watching Stacy, I walked towards her. Okay, did you see it? What happened to her face? I asked the rest of the class. She smiled. She smiled, I agreed. Okay, watch again. Ready? I'm trying not to smile, Stacy said. The rest of the class giggled. You just be you, I instructed. And they're going to watch you like hawks. Are you ready? Okay, she nodded. I walked towards her once more. She smiled even more, one of the students stated. She smiled even more, right? I turned to Stacy, and you're going, I don't want to smile. I'm not going to smile. And you can't help it. I am way in her personal space right now, aren't I? I asked the class. I'm in the bubble of her energetic body. This is where her personal space started, and we can tell that by the first time she smiled, right? Right here, I pointed to a spot about 6 feet in front of Stacy. Here's the thing, I continued. The more I can pay attention to those nonverbal cues, the more I know where she is. And there are certain parts of the world where you can get a lot closer and you're not in people's personal space. And there are certain parts of the world where you need to be a lot further. You have to know what the right distance is so that you can be appropriate to the people you're talking to. Does that make sense? Again, I walked to the other side of the room. Now, here's what I'm going to do, I announced. We have access to our energetic body, and we can actually use it how we want to use it. We can invite people in closer, or we can keep them back, and we can actually do that with our own intention. So I'm going to ask you to do one more thing for me, I addressed Stacy. Somewhere between us, I want you to set up where you think you want me to stop. Okay? And I'm going to walk, and we're going to see if I can tell where Stacy wants me to stop. It can be the same place, but it doesn't have to be. Okay? You ready? Okay, Stacy said. Are you all ready? Oh, and it's not about smiling, you'll see. You will see her actually back up a little. You'll see it happen. Did you watch it happen last time? Yes, the entire class chorused. Her body kind of went backward, and it's unconscious. It's not something we know we're doing. You ready, Stacy? She nodded, and I walked towards her once more. I stopped cold about 7 feet away. Yeah, right there, right about there. And I'm in the middle. I could take that next step. I think I'd be right in the spot where Stacy would be thinking, no, don't come closer. And we can build our awareness so that we know even if I'm here and we're talking, I took one step closer. Did you watch what she just did? I asked, and the class laughed. Whoa, I turned to Stacy. And I'm going to assume you know I mean you no harm, but it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. You have very defined personal space, and even if you're like, come on in, I would still want to be aware of that. I want to be aware of where her personal space is, but the same thing can happen if we're having a conversation and we're talking. I can be paying attention to her physical cues, her facial cues, her energetic cues. All of that can be something that I'm paying attention to. Does that make sense? I asked the class. This kind of non-vocal communication is super important, especially because we live in a part of the world where there are lots of different cultures all living together. I think also that when you kept walking forward, her eyes kind of opened up a little bit, one of the other students mentioned. Besides going backward, I mean. Yep, I agreed. She was alert now. One of the other students pushed his palm out. Someone's in my space. Absolutely. I'll bet that's what she was thinking, one of the others stated. And if someone is in your space, you know it, right? I said. And gentlemen, my apologies in advance, I continued. Women know it more clearly. Women are far more aware of who's in their space most of the time than men are aware who's in their space. So, as gentlemen, if you're dealing with a woman, be aware of that. I'm sorry if I sound sexist, but that's how it is. It really just is. Women are more aware. I paused for a moment and let them digest that information. And if you want to relax, I changed direction, or you're going to be in a situation where there are people you might not want to deal with, then you want to expand your energy field, and you can do it by doing breathing and visualizing that bubble around you getting bigger. You can do that, Mark, another student asked. Absolutely, I answered, like we did with this exercise. If you want to expand and include everybody, that's a way to do it. For example, I have a pretty wide field. I'm like, woohoo, here we are, and this is going to be awesome. And I'm really actually extending my energetic body outwards past this room with my intention. Why? Because I want you all to be super comfortable with what we're doing because some of this is uncomfortable. The more comfortable I can help you be, the more willing you're going to be to take risks. And you're taking some risks right now, so good for you. I'll tell you what I tell my students. Please start paying conscious attention to other people's energetic bodies and their cues about their space. As you increase your awareness, you will gain insights into how and how closely to connect with others. You will also want to start playing with your energetic body size and distance. Mission: energetic body and a busy restaurant. The next time you're in a busy restaurant, imagine an invisible bubble around you. Make it about 2 feet in front, behind, above, and below you. Use your imagination and reinforce with the intention that people are not going to cross that envisioned barrier. See what happens. See if people cross it. Note, you might notice that the waitstaff doesn't come by either, so don't do this for too long or you'll be waiting a while for your food to come. Once you see what happens at 2 feet, make the bubble 4 or 5 feet in size. See how everyone reacts to you and the space around you. Take note and remember, you must have the clear intent that you want to have the space set aside for yourself. But make sure you start and stop this exercise. If you don't, you might find that people avoid you or don't see you. Sometimes that is desirable, and sometimes it isn't. For our purposes, we can use the energetic body to deepen and increase our vocal resonance and presence. We need to fill our energetic body with those sympathetic vibrations that are created in our physical body. The actual voice box is very small. By itself, it makes a sound that is sort of like a clarinet mouthpiece without the clarinet body. Imagine a kind of a squeaky beep, and that's pretty much it. On the physical level, if the muscles around the larynx are tight, the voice will sound pinched and squeaky. If they're relaxed and engaged, the voice will sound full and resonant. We must work with both the physical and energetic bodies to make an optimal sound. Mission. Moving ah. Stand up. Take a good speaker stance with your feet hip-width apart and your arms at your sides. Sound the same ah from before, and as you vocalize the ah, bring your arms up your sides to shoulder height, and then to that V above your head. You will note that it's louder, of course, but now you're going to play with moving it quickly from one type of resonance to another. While you're vocalizing with your arms up in a V over your head, bend your elbows and bring your fingers together so that the tips of your fingers touch. Note any change in the quality or characteristics of the sound you're making. Did it change? I'm betting it did. If you didn't notice a change, try it a few more times to get acclimated to what you sound like. If you're having trouble hearing yourself, go ahead and record your voice and listen. Generally speaking, I don't recommend that you record yourself until you have a great deal of speaking experience. Then, absolutely record yourself so you can evaluate how you can improve. But for now, I would prefer it if you went more slowly and trusted what you're hearing live. That's because we hardly ever have a $5,000 audio microphone recording us, so we have no good representation of what we sound like. Most readily available microphones make us sound thin and reedy, and most speakers and amps will not give a fair representation either. But this one time, turn on the recorder on your phone or on your computer so that you can hear how your sound changes. Play with the elbow bending portion of the exercise a few times so you get an idea. If you want an explanation, the best one I can give you is that you're changing the size of your energetic body. That's it. You're changing its size. By changing its size, you're changing your instrument size, and the bigger the instrument, the fuller the sound. You'll also change its timbre, characteristics, and quality, which will improve your ability to connect with people and help you shine. If the voice is a mouthpiece of a clarinet and the rest of the body is the body of the clarinet, the rest of the body and its resonators create the instrument through which the resonance of the voice sounds. Our physical bodies can do that, and in fact, I'm going to use one of my bandmates as an example. I lead a holiday caroling group called the Philosopher's Tones. There aren't that many of us, so we have to make 4 people sound like a choir. One of my bandmates recently lost a large amount of weight. She's literally half the size she used to be. When she was bigger, her voice sounded full, round, and creamy. She had a strong alto and great resonance. Part of why she had so much good resonance was that she had a bigger instrument. The vibrations of her voice suffused her entire body and therefore created more space for the sympathetic vibrations that emanate from the larynx. Once she was smaller, her voice sounded less full. There just wasn't as much of her to vibrate the sound. So, what is one to do? If you're smaller and you don't have large resonance chambers like a sizable torso, big sinuses, a large mouth, or a large cranial cavity, you need to use your energetic body. Your voice goes where you imagine it going. Use your imagination and tell your voice where to resonate, and it obeys. This is a fantastic way to use intent, perception, and the mind-body connection. If we think it, it will happen. Then we project our voice where we want it to go, and it goes there. It's like our earlier discussion about projecting. The same principles apply inside your body as well as outside your body. If your body is your instrument, different parts of you will vibrate to different pitches from your larynx. When you employ these projection techniques, you send the sound to the places that are best suited to making the sound bigger and fuller. If you use your energetic body and project sound out to it, you get a bigger instrument without having to be physically bigger. You suffuse your energetic body with the voice that you're producing. Thus, when my bandmate and I discussed how she could project her voice outside her physical body, her fuller resonance returned in an instant. Remember the exercise you just did? When you raise your arms, you focus your voice to your arms. The point of that exercise was to show you that it would get louder, and you wouldn't have to do anything to make it so except raise your arms. Because when you raise your arms, you are also increasing the size of your energetic body. If it goes about 2 feet around you and you make it taller and bigger by raising your arms, then instead of being 5'8" or 5'10", suddenly with your arms up, you are 10 feet tall. And that makes for a huge instrument through which to sound your beautiful voice. Eventually, you won't even have to raise your arms to make it work. You'll just have to think about opening up those resonators to suffuse your energetic body with sound, and those vibrations will go wherever you direct them. Play with your energetic body. Change its size and shape with your imagination and intent. Then speak and marvel at the difference. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, Chapter 15 of my book, Speak From Within. I am loving doing this project. I think it's really cool, and I hope that you're getting something out of it. I love working with the energetic body in part because you get to, well, I do this thing where if I want to be alone and I'm at like Starbucks or whatever, I'll put the energetic body out there and all the tables right around me stay empty. It's pretty cool and I love how it works. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This is Isolde Trachtenberg. I would love, love, love it if you are liking the show, if you're liking these episodes and you want to support the podcast, I'd love it if you'd buy me a cup of coffee. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/IsoldeT. The link is in the show notes. And buy me a cup of coffee to support the podcast. I would love it. It would be super cool. Until next time, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2021. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.